Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast. This is our super short episode where we break down what's going on this week in business, in marketing, and in life. And then we still have our other episodes later in the week. So what is going on? So I don't know if you saw this week at TechCrunch, but they're reporting that we might be now getting Meta AI glasses that are made by Prada. Do we really need this? You know, Mark Zuckerberg walks around with the Ray-Ban glasses that have all the AI in it. It's taking pictures of everybody as you walk around, the Meta AI glasses. I bought a pair of these like a year or so ago. I felt like such a loser wearing them. And now there's talk because Mark Zuckerberg was spotted at the Milan Fashion Week show for Prada, sitting front row. And so now they're all saying there's going to be Prada glasses. And you know what? I couldn't believe this. How many of these glasses do you think were sold last year? These AI Meta glasses? 7 million. 7 million people walking around taking videos of each other using, I don't know, all this garbage, whatever. I don't know how I feel about this. I saw this really cool stat from Aaliyah Pop-Ups. So pop-ups, you know, you go to a website, everybody hates pop-ups, but they crush it. I don't care if you're a business marketer or consumer marketer, pop-ups crush it. But there's one kind of pop-up that does so well that I think every marketer is sleeping on, and that is timed pop-ups. And the stat that Aaliyah just came out with is that timed pop-ups can generate a 29% conversion rate. What? So what's a time pop-up? There's not a website platform on earth, I don't care what website platform you use, that can't do what's called a timed pop-up. So imagine someone's on the pricing page of your consumer products offer. Imagine somebody's on the pricing page of your SaaS product if you're a B2B marketer, or the donation page, or whatever you're doing. Someone's on that pricing page, okay? And they're there for 10 seconds. 15 seconds. You can set the timer for whatever you want. But after 10 seconds, you can launch a little pop-up. And the pop-up can say, you know what? We really do want you on board. We're going to give you an extra 10% off right now, right here. Just do blah, blah, blah. Timed pop-ups, especially on pricing pages for business and consumer marketers, it can get you a 29% conversion rate. That is wild. So if you've never tested timed pop-ups, you should. It doesn't matter that you don't like pop-ups. Okay, they're not leaving your site because of the pop-up. They'll just click the little X and they'll go away. But time pop-ups, that's really interesting. So this came out this week. Sensor Tower came out and they've been tracking all the brands that are already running ads on ChatGPT. And in just the last 2 weeks, they've spotted over 100 brands already running ads on ChatGPT, which is interesting because I haven't seen that many, but a lot of them are in the retail and grocery category. So the biggest advertisers right now are Sephora and Best Buy and Target. Gap is big up there. And then there's also a lot of travel, which makes sense because everybody goes to ChatGPT for travel. So things like Expedia and Marriott are all over it. But wow, 100 brands in just the last 2 weeks, that thing's gonna be flooded. So I saw this and I was like, okay, is this cool? I guess this is cool. So Equinox, the fitness club, all right? So a lot of people, I guess, when they work out there, they shower there, which is fine. I used to go to a gym and shower at the gym. I still go to the gym, but I don't shower at the gym. It's just a little weird. I'm not saying you're weird. It's just a weird vibe. I don't know. It's a lot to take in, a bunch of naked humans walking around when I just first got up in the morning. I just go home. That's my jam. But anyway, Equinox announced that they are now rolling out at all of their clubs that Le Labo, the fancy fragrance body care brand, is going to be their soap and all that stuff all throughout Equinox. How cool is that? I mean, doesn't make me want to go and shower there, but pretty cool. Oh, before I get to some nonsense, all right, I do want to let you know that this podcast, this episode, is sponsored by one of my favorite companies on the planet. If you don't know CallRail, you got to check them out. You're like, what's a CallRail? Here's what CallRail is all about. As marketers, we're always trying to answer the exact same question. What investments are actually driving revenue? Okay. And the answer usually is some version of, I think it's this, I think it's that. It's like an educated guess. Attribution's ridiculously hard. 220,000 businesses use CallRail to be able to track all of this perfectly. It is amazing. They have some of the coolest AI tools. If you don't know anything about CallRail, you need to go check them out at callrail.com/do this. callrail.com/do this. I am telling you, one of the coolest companies on the planet. Anyway, let's get back to what's going on. So I also saw there's this whole big fast food thing going on now. I'm not sure if you saw McDonald's came out with their new burger. Okay. It's called the Big Arch. And it's been all over social media because the Big Arch, first of all, no offense to McDonald's, it just sounds a little gross. It's a half pound burger. That's two patties, three slices of cheese. It costs more than 10 bucks. It is massive. But the reason it went viral is they got the CEO of McDonald's who went on social media and he's like, I'm going to show you how to, I'm going to eat a Big Arch for the first time because of their brand new burger. And he went, he took like the smallest bite humanly possible because this thing is too big. It's just too big for a human to eat. But he got shredded for taking this tiny little bite. The whole thing is ridiculous. I don't know. I don't go to McDonald's. I don't go to McDonald's a lot, period. But I also don't go there for like an $11 hamburger. That just seems like much, but maybe everybody's into it. And what's going on with me? So, you know, I talked about this in my newsletter, but I got flooded with people that are also involved with this. So I'm reading a book called Project Hail Mary. And there's a movie coming out, Ryan Gosling, you know, same thing. And I'm 30% into the book. And so my issue is that I read very slow. Like I'll read like five pages and I'll fall asleep. That's me, whatever. And it's dragging. It's very sci-fi. I like sci-fi, but it's just dragging. I'm like, should I give up on this thing? And then I got flooded with people in my newsletter saying, no, this is like the greatest thing of all time. But what everybody really said was it's the best audio book of all time. I need to get more involved with audiobooks. I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't like a lot of the podcasts I listen to. So I think I got to make the move to doing the audiobook of Project Hail Mary. Everyone could drop it in the comments and reviews, whatever. Let me know if that's the move. If you're an audiobook person, especially for Project Hail Mary. And by the way, my book, I'm actually going to be recording an audiobook version of my book, which is going to cause people to fall asleep 100%. I hope nobody listens to it while they drive. But my book's coming out in April. Stupider People Have Done It. It's on Amazon. It's everywhere. It went to a bestseller right when we announced presale. All net proceeds are going to the V Foundation for Cancer Research. So you can check that out at Stupider People Have Done It. And you can find out everything about me at jschwedelson.com. If you want to partner with me, you want to hire me to do weird stuff, I don't know. Let's hang out. jschwedelson.com and go eat an Arch burger. Later. Wait, the party is not over. Go to jschwedelson.com because I want to do stuff with you. I want to partner with you. When you click on the button, partner with Jay, you let me know what you got going on. Work with my agency, work with me directly. Get access to all of my free resources at jschwedelson.com. And I got a book coming out this April. It's called Stupider People Have Done It. And all of the net proceeds are going to the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Go on Amazon, buy Stupider People Have Done It. That way you can help kick cancer's butt with me. And if this podcast wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, it might have been, leave it a review, follow the show. You are awesome. Go out there and crush it.